Welcome to Gardening in Florida. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. And if you live in Pinellas County and the heat is just freaking out your outdoor plants, what few are in pots or in the ground, you can turn your attention to indoor houseplants. For those of us who are gardeners, we like to get our hands dirty. And so I've decided to talk a little bit to you about setting up an indoor garden. And, you know, as long as you don't have animals, you can pretty much go for anything. And houseplants have an incredible benefit. Not only are they beautiful and improve at the decor of your home, they're also healthy for you and helps some plants actually help clean the air. So instead of moaning about all the outdoor plants that are not flowering or drying up, let's look at indoor plants. Now, you know, there's no plant that grows in a dark closet, just a crazy thing. So you have to think about plants that like low light, 6 feet or more from a bright window, plants that like medium light, 3 to 6 feet from a bright window, and plants that like high light within 3 feet of a bright windows. And electric light can supplement natural daylight or even supply the total light needs. And there's lots of plant lights that you can do. You can build yourself a little growing area, even a terrarium. You can start small, an African violet or whatever you want to do. So let's start with planting. Give your house plants the best soil. Make sure that the potting soil is free of pests, diseases. Look for a light mix that has good aeration. It should have both chunky and small particles, and make sure the mix is adjusted to the proper pH 6 to 7 for most houseplants. The mix should hold moisture but allow for good drainage of water. So that's really important. Purchase plants won't need replanting for a few months or more. And it's all right to knock plants out of their pots so you can check the root system at any time. Caring for your houseplants. Well, I have a green thumb, but some people don't. So light air movement from a fan or open window is good for plants. Of course, this time of year, you're not going to do that. And watering is the big issue. Do not overwater. Do not underwater. Some gardeners pick up a plant and feel the pot to see if it's dry, and others look at the soil to determine when it's time. You can stick a wooden or plastic probe in the soil and see if they come out moist or dry, and watering gauges are good indicators. But really, just stick your finger in the soil. If the surface is powdery and lukewarm, it's time to water. And if you have orchids indoor, remember that ice cubes in orchids or succulents is really a better way, and that's always a good idea. So wet the soil until water runs out the bottom of the container. And others use a wick system. It's really important that there is a hole in the bottom of your container. That's really important. Pest control. You know, nothing helps control pests more than a good bath. Now, some plants you don't want to get wet, like an African violet. It kind of ruins the leaves. So every month, use a gentle stream of water, warm water in a sink to wash off the foliage. You can wipe it off. I like to do that, the leaves, especially for my orchids. You can take the plants outside to a shady location and mist with warm water, and you can wash the foliage and stems of some with warm soapy water and a soft cloth. There are lots of popular Florida houseplants, African violet, asparagus ferns, begonias, bromeliads, cactus, coffee plant, cotyledon, English ivy. English ivy is really good for cleaning the air as well. Ferns are lovely as well. Ornamental figs, a peace lily, a philodendron. Again, a philodendron can help with air quality. Sansevieria, Scheffleria, spider plant, Swedish ivy, wandering Jews, and zebra plants. So houseplants are a wonderful way to not only add a little green and flowers and give you that feeling of bringing the outdoors in, but they're also a wonderful assist for cleaning the air and for decor. So for Gardening in Florida, I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. Join us next time. And remember, green is a happy place.